And as I guess, as I myself as a geologist, I'm looking forward to finding out whether there are any fossils or what kind of sedimentary structures we might find in the sedimentary rocks that we believe are there. So it should be really interesting data that's coming back from Curiosity.
Come on, stromatolites.
Talking of fossils, what are your thoughts on the McKay's fossils, microfossils?
I'll hand it over to Dr. Chris Mays over here, who is a paleontologist from Monash University.
What was the question, sir?
The carbonate nodules from the meteorite.
Allen Hills.
AH247, whatever.
Whatever.
They're pretty dubious. They're so damn small. I don't know if anything, you know, cellular could even live on that scale. You know, it's pretty.
I have read a couple of papers because this is an argument that goes back and forth. But thanks to new technologies, you do get new results. For instance, they had a look at, there are some bacteria that use, if I believe, magnetite crystals to actually orientate themselves with, say, Earth's magnetic field. And from the times appeared that we actually thought this rock was around, Mars did have a magnetic field. And they look inside these carbonaceous nodules and other ones which they believe to be bacteria, and they can actually see the little magnetite crystals. But if it was geogenic, I think that's a word. Yeah, geogenic. Yeah. So if it was natural, not biogenic, you'd have all sorts of ratios of iron and stuff in there. But if it was biogenic, they have a preference for only one type of isotopes, and that's what we've seen. But still, it's still not conclusive. I hope to, get some more samples. You know, it should be good, but it's not by no means conclusive. But it is interesting, and it keeps the debate going.
And Curiosity, what sort of clues would it give along that, you know, was there ever life on Mars or not issue?
Well, Curiosity is.
Hopefully, the data that Curiosity can drag out will be making the whole meteorite evidence pretty redundant in the first few months, anyway.
Yeah.
It's like that whole debate should be pretty much extinct. Because if we'll have fairly conclusive evidence straight up, hopefully not in a too distant future. But
this thing, Curiosity, is actually designed to look specifically for organic chemistry, and it is far better than a meteorite which has been sitting in Antarctica for, you know, all this time. And we'll be actually getting actual, definitely fresh samples there, and yeah, it should be very exciting. We should be able to tell anything from. As we're saying, methane in the atmosphere, all the way down to maybe even byproducts of life if they do exist.
I just hope that they don't detect things that we brought along with us, you know, to Mars, you know, or the microbe colony that's, oh, wait, I forgot to clean that lens cap. Oops. And then there's a little petri dish on its way to Mars. That'd be bad. But no, I'm pretty sure that they've been fairly diligent with their sterilization processes. But
Yeah, but no process is 100%.
Yeah.
They said something along the lines of they can be sure that because they UV screened it and everything before. I think it was 50 or 500,000 microbes are probably on the entire spacecraft. They neutralized it down to that sort of level. Yeah.
Wow.
Which is still sounds like a lot.
It does. Once they start reproducing, if Mars has the right ingredients, they'll kickstart their communities again on the rover and. Yeah, we'll have cases of contamination which might not be so good with when getting Mars data. But hopefully that's not the case. So
it's actually one of the methods proposed for terraforming.
Mm. Yeah,
that is. It's to start microbial colonies to start converting the atmosphere to what we actually need.
That's right.
And lichens.
Yeah.
Digested.
Cool.
Cool idea.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.